Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on this evening. I magnify his holy name on tonight. God is a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, I just give God praise right now. I give him glory right now. I magnify his holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. I give him praise and worship. I bring him worship on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless his holy name on tonight. God is just such a good God, and he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just give the Lord the praise. I give him the glory. I magnify his holy name on today. I bless his name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless the Lord at all times, that his praise shall continually be in my mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is good, and he's good all the time. I just praise him. I worship him. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless the Lord tonight. I give God praise. I give him glory. Hallelujah. 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 God, I just thank you, Father. I just praise you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory on today. I just want to thank God just for this opportunity. I'm going to get ready to read the scripture. We're going to have a short devotion, and then I'm going to... We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to just let God lead us how to do this tonight. God is so good. How y'all record about me? In the name of Jesus, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on the feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I have just read you from Psalms 91, from the first verse down to the 16th verse. the whole chapter in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready for a song. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
Lord, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come right now, God, asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase on tonight and minister to us tonight, God. Father, move me from this flesh, God, that the Holy Spirit may use this vessel. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move me from this vessel, God, from this flesh, God, so the Holy Spirit will use this vessel on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just surrender tonight, God, and I surrender to you, Holy Spirit, and I surrender tonight, God, and in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, God. Cover their families in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to shift this atmosphere. Shift it, God. Shift this atmosphere. Change it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be conducive tonight for signs and wonders and miracles on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, move on by your spirit, God. Move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight to take over and take control tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now, God. Just have your way tonight. Send your anointing down. Send the power of the Holy Ghost down. In the name of Jesus, let fire come from heaven, God, and send your consuming fire on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you now, in the name of Jesus, to just take over tonight, God. Let your power fall, God. Let your power fall, God. Let your power fall, God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, just fall, God. Saturate us in your anointing, God. Just saturate us, God. Dip us down in the shed blood of Jesus. Just wash us, God. Wash us in the blood tonight. In the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Move by your spirit, God. Move tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. And so let it be. I just give God all the praise on tonight. And I give him all the glory on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I just thank God for his praises being in my mouth that I can speak him praises and worshiping him and bring him praise and worship. I thank God on tonight. I thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. I just give God reverence right now. I'm going to get ready to open up for testimonies in the name of Jesus. If anyone have a testimony tonight, this is your time right now. Right now.
Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of our sweet smelling Savior fill the temple, remove all the doubts, so your glory can fill this house. I bless the Lord on tonight. I thank and praise him for who and what he is to me on this day. I just thank him for where he brought me from and for where he's taken me to. I thank him for the apostle and for Apostle Dean. I just thank and praise God for each and every person on this line tonight. It's just a blessing to be in the presence of him. If God don't do another thing for me, he's done enough already. I just bless him.
God.
Thank God. I magnify his holy name
God.
For who
Hallelujah.
He is for me.
Yes, God.
On tonight, I give him
yes,
honor.
God.
I give him glory.
Yes,
I give him praise. Glory to God.
Yes,
I lift you on high.
In the name of
I
Jesus.
I thank you. I thank you for my family.
Yes.
I thank you for my spiritual
yes.
family. I thank you for joining
yes.
this Christian family. I'm just blessed and
yes.
highly favored of him. I thank you, Lord. Those of you who know the words of prayer, I ask you to continue to lift me up in prayer as I lift you up. God bless you.
Amen, 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 and praise the Lord. I'll play a song, and then we'll have another testimony.
Glory to Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
You came to change my life. You thought I was forgiven.
Yes, God.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die. Oh.
Ah, yeah, that's what
you
mean.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
nobody. Y'all know I can testify all night by myself.
Jesus. My
Lord. Cause God. I just thank him tonight.
I thank God on tonight.
Do nothing else for nobody else but me and Carol.
All right, now. Now I can testify some more.
Amen.
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Good evening, everybody. I just want to give a short, sweet testimony. I'm just grateful that God woke us up this morning and started us on our way. I thank God for leading and guiding us. And, you know, our family, our immediate family, everybody woke up. We didn't get no bad calls during the night or in the morning or even this evening. Because now you're here today and you're gone today. So I just thank God for just giving my family one more chance. We all ain't doing right.
Yes.
We all ain't doing good. But God's still blessing us and keeping us. And I just thank God for that.
Yes.
I thank God for strengthening my body and my mind. Like, I battle
yes.
my mind with a lot of things. But the thing we just did on Sunday, I told God I was taking my mind back. I'm not going to let the devil destroy my mind, put any types of things in my head. God, ever since then, it's just, I've been peaceful in my mind. I haven't thought about nothing that I'm not supposed to think about. And I thank God for that. But just hearing me when I speak, I thank him for my concerns being his concerns. And I know I say that a lot. But it's just amazing how God hear me when I think. I don't even be speaking the stuff out loud. I just think it to myself, and he do something about it. And I just thank God for just being my almighty, just for being my father, just for being my colleague. I thank him for being my everything. Like, he is just everything to me. Presenting himself to me more and more and more and more, and I just
thank God for it.
Like, I had a dream last night because he's been dealing with me in my dreams a lot. I had a dream last night this morning. Q said, "I'm gonna send you some money," and I hadn't checked my card or anything. So when he sent me the money, I looked at my card. It said $6 million. And I don't know what that means, but I'm just grateful to God. I don't know what he's saying, but I'm receiving that. It's going to be in my bank account one thing. And I just thank God for that. I just thank God for having a sense of humor. I thank him for just being so good to me, being good to my family, my kids. We don't have to worry or stress about no food. We don't have to worry and stress about no water. And you know what? Gas prices going up. But we don't have to worry about nothing because God has been providing and God has been leading and guiding our every step. And I just thank God for this. I thank God for you, Apostle, and my granddaddy. I just thank God for you guys because I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the type of grandmother that I have in my life, or if I didn't have the type of mother or, you know, auntie that I have in my life. I'm just so grateful to God for you powerful women that's in my family. A lot of people don't have it. And I have somebody praying for me, whether I pray for myself or not, or I have somebody praying for my children, whether I pray for them or not. And I just thank God for y'all.
That's
and I ask God that he send a miraculous blessing y'all way, because it is something praying for people. And I just wanted to just say that, just give a little short, you know, a little short testimony. And thank God because he is so good. He is so awesome. He is so amazing. And I just thank God for that he's saying it. Amen.
Amen. Well, we just give God praise and glory for your testimony.
Amen. Yeah, I just had to kind of mute you because I could hear that in the background. But I thank and praise God for your testimony, because it's always good to testify, to help somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing to give God praise, even in public, to let other people hear how good God is and how he's working with you. I give God all the praise today, and I give God glory. Is there any more testimony?
Ooh, that was the wrong one. Ooh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
You got me muted. So
anybody
want to
tell? Oh, come on. I'm sorry. I thought I muted Ray Ray. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Can you hear me, Apostle?
I can hear you now, Apostle. I can hear you. You know what?
I thought you was Ray Ray.
I can see now. Y'all just pray for my eyes. I'm just telling you, because I thought that was Ray Ray I was hearing the noise from. I'm so sorry, Prophetess.
Apostle, it's so important to me that you hear me. Let me know if you got, I'm on a hands-free. Are you hearing all the noise besides me?
Well, it's not now, I'm not.
You're not
can
now?
Can you hear me?
You can hear me clear. I can hear you clear. Can you hear me? I just want to make sure. I'm actually on a break here.
Clear.
Amen. Thank God. Giving praise and honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is truly the head of my life, the love of my life. I thank God for Apostle Deborah Deans and Apostle Deans. I thank God for everybody under the sound of my voice. My Apostle, you might have to mute me because I got a testimony for you. It's not one. I'm just so grateful because on my job, I speak to people all across the world, all around the world, Apostle, and it's some hurting people in this world. That COVID has left people crippled, people that can't talk. They're going through therapy, trying to learn how to utilize parts of their body and trying to learn how to talk. The bottom line is that people are going through around this world. And I thank God for being a keeper. And I thank God for being faithful to his word. And I'm not saying that my life, I'm living my life any better than the next person. But the way that I look at it, Apostle, is that God has kept me to pray for other people. So I thank him for trusting me to be able to pray for the souls out here in this world that are hurting. There is much work for us to do as ambassadors of God's kingdom. And I thank God for you, Apostle, because I've been knowing you now for over 7 years, probably over 10 years. We've never met in person, but I tell you, you are a woman that is truly after God's heart. And I thank you for your consistency.
Lord.
I thank you
thank
for your
you,
dedication
Jesus.
unto God's will, his purpose, and his plan. I'm so grateful for it because it's people in the kingdom like you that encourage me to continue to press forward no matter how many fiery darts are being fired at you and your loved ones.
Thank you, Lord.
Apostle, you have pressed through. And I just thank God for you being so consistent.
Amen.
I am grateful.
Amen.
Apostle, every morning, almost every day, let me just say Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I know you do it every day, but Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you're faithfully on Facebook praying for other people. And you're just moving according to the way the Holy Spirit is moving you. Well, I'm going to let you know today, it's not in vain. You spoke a word in my life. You were prophesizing to me. And you said, I don't know, you said it really quick, You said, I don't know what this is. I'm hearing about a vehicle. But God has said something about a vehicle. And you went on started prophesying about other things. Can you still hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
And Apostle, let me tell you, I have been going through something with my vehicle, and I kind of been using my dad's, and the only reason why I'm gonna share the type of vehicle, because God is just so good. I've been using my dad's Mercedes, and my dad has never asked me for the car. He just makes sure that me and my daughter's okay, et cetera, et cetera. I could still drive my Lexus, but I would only drive it in the area where I'm at. Apostle, you prophesied to me, and I think it was only 2 days after that, my sister called me, and she said, Joyce, she said, did Daddy talk with you? And I said, no. And she said, did you know Daddy's planning on giving you his Mercedes? I said, no, I didn't know anything about it. He hadn't said anything.
Great.
But Apostle, 2 days ago, he said, he told us in the front of his yard, he said, my plan is to give Joyce this Mercedes here. And Apostle, I'm still driving the car even at this moment. I just shared that because we all go through, we're going through different things and different struggles. That testimony may seem small for someone, but when you are a single, when you are a single mom out here and you're struggling and all the responsibility is on you.
We're going to keep her lifted up. In the name of Jesus, we got to keep her lifted up. It's more than
shout
her.
Out, huh?
One, a baby. I think Carly's daughter, too. I'm praying for her to conceive. But sometimes it's things that they need to do. She needs to make sure she is aligned with God. In God's will, and God's going to bless her. He told me he was going to, he told me he was going to bless her. So I already know it's already done. Just let me know when the word comes through. In the name of Jesus, and I'm going to celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, do we have any more? That those are some mighty testimonies because we've come a long ways together. Sometimes it wouldn't nobody be on this radio broadcast but me. Sometime it'll be me and Minister Rome. Sometime it'll be two or three of us. But a lot of times it was nobody on the line but me. How y'all and God and his angels. And I tell you, I would pray just like it was 50 to 100 people on here.
Amen.
I would pray the whole hour if I had to. I'm so grateful to even have one or two people on the line. I give God the glory, and I give him praise, and I don't take it for granted because I don't count how many it is. I know that it's enough on here because God's angels are present. And when his angels are present, we have so many of them on here, and they're praising God every time I lift my voice, every time I lift my head, every prayer I pray, the angels are rejoicing in the name of Jesus. So I give God praise and I give him glory when don't nobody else be on here. The angels of the Lord, hallelujah, be on here praising God. I give him praise today and I give him glory. Any more testimony today? Thank you, prophetess. Wrong. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I love you. Any more testimonies?
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Giving glory to God who is the head of my life, to Apostle Edward in his Edward Deans in his absence, and you, Apostle Deborah Deans, and everyone in their respectable places. For the Lord is good, and
yes,
his mercy endures forever. Glory. Hallelujah. I just have a testimony on tonight, a small testimony. God is so good. He is so awesome. He is so faithful to his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that you can move mountains, glory to God. On March the 1st, me and my other two coworkers, we got word that they were closing our department down due to the economy being bad, and we just didn't make enough sales on last year, and so they were going to close our department down, and they didn't couldn't promise us a position anywhere in the company. And so I didn't get upset. I didn't doubt God. I didn't worry. I just know that it's something better. God has something better for me. And on yesterday, I got an offer letter for a job. I have so many job offers on my desk right now, at least three, and they are making at least $30,000 more. And I just thank God for who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Like, he's going to provide every need. You know, when we stand on his word and don't waver and don't doubt God, God will show up and he will show out. And I just wanted to encourage someone that may be going through anything, just trust and believe that God will come through. Don't doubt. Just believe that you will win. You will win. Glory to God. And I just give God praise. He is so faithful. He is so awesome.
Yes,
he is so loving. He is a loving God. And he don't want us to worry. And I just thank God for giving me the word not to worry. Don't you dare fret. Because God got you. So I just want to encourage someone not to worry. I just thank and praise God for increased glory to God. I just thank and praise God for allowing me to give love offerings and seeds. So many times we hold that money and our hands be so tight, and we don't know what's up ahead. We don't know the road that's up ahead of us. But when we release that seed and our hand is open, God is able to put something back in our hands. And I just thank and praise God for giving me the opportunity, for giving me this testimony to help someone, to be a blessing to someone. Be a blessing. We don't know what we're sowing into. We don't understand what we're sowing into. But be a blessing. Let that money go. Give it to God's people to build God's kingdom and watch God bless your life.
Yes.
Confirmation.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Won't he do it? God will show do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Bless that woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is a blessing. And I'm so grateful to God for just that word right there. Just that word.
Yes.
God is a good God. Hallelujah. And he's worthy. God is so worthy. God is worthy. In just a few days, God has told me to teach on tithing. I'm going to teach on tithing.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has been giving it to me. I said, okay, God, because you know I don't like to teach on tithing, but I'm going to teach on it because he told me to, not because I want to.
Thank you.
Because he told me to. Because just like a couple, two or three or four or five people have told me, how y'all about kurabasi, you can't eat it Burger King.
My God.
In the name of Jesus, you can't eat at other places.
Hayata
Bokurabasi.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Hayata Bokurabasi.
Yes,
and this was have been telling me. You know, I don't get into all that money stuff. But I thank God because she really blessed. She blessed the ministry and helped with the overhead. And I thank God for her on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise and glory, and her cup gonna run it over. Hayara Bokurabasi for doing that. I thank and praise God for it. I thank God for it. In the name of Jesus. Any more testimonies on tonight?
Hallelujah.
Any more? I just thank God on tonight. God is so good.
Yes.
God is so great. I bless his holy name on tonight. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I love you too, sweetheart. A lot of times we get, you know, it's so many things that God do for us. We can't tell it all. We can't tell it all.
Yeah.
I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank God.
Yes,
I praise God. And that's all I can say. God has been so good to all of us. He's been good, and I can't do nothing but give him the glory, give him the praise, even for this ministry. God has blessed this ministry so tremendously. I have so many different apostles and prophets calling me, and it's just been such an uplift in me that I thank God. I thank the Lord today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy. He's so worthy. God is worthy to be praised. I can't do nothing but give him the praise and give him the glory and give him the honor on tonight. God is a good God, and I thank God for each one of you. I thank God for this time that we can come together and testify and praise the Lord together. God is good. I'm telling you, I just thank God for this ministry. It's in my eyes are being open wide. God, and the anointing is so heavy on me, so strong on me all the time. It just used to be a little, but it's all the time. And I know it because the enemy attacks even more all the time. He always trying to attack me because he know God got me. He know I'm for the Lord. He know I'm not for any other thing but for God. And I give God the glory. I give God the praise on tonight. I thank and praise God for my family, for my church family, for every spiritual daughter and son. I thank and praise God on tonight. God has been so, so good to us. I thank God for my health and my strength. I thank God. I feel like I'm about 25, 30 years old. I'm telling you, I do. God is good. God is good. He is good all the time. I give God the praise, and I give him glory. Hallelujah. And if we don't have any more testimonies, I'm not going to hold. We got about 10 minutes left. God is good. God is a good God. Okay.
Hello, everybody. This is Michelle. I wanted to talk about an experience that I had with, first of all, my dad. Some of you guys probably don't know, but I live in a different area than my family. And so my dad had like this speech thing, and it's, I think of the proper terminology for it right now, but he had this thing. So, you know, like a lot of times I would kind of, I wouldn't say find it useless, but I didn't really communicate with my dad like I should, you know. And so, you know, it got to a place that when I tried to contact him, he had a different number or whatever. And so anyway, I, you know, got in touch with my sister or whatever, and I told her, you know, I wanted to talk to him or whatever. So anyway, long story short, I went to see my dad. And when I went to see him, my dad looked different. And like a lot of you guys know, you know, I'm real tall, but my dad, you know, I get my height from my dad. And my dad was like, he wasn't a fat, but he was kind of, you know, like stocky or whatever. And so when I seen my dad was like, he was really slim and stuff. And so he was thinking that he had they was treating him. My dad, he lived in a rural area, so sometimes they don't treat people like they should, you know. And so anyway, I took him to the doctor, and they said that my dad had cancer years ago, and the cancer returned or whatever. But anyway, so they kept him, and he went through this long process, you know, and I, you know, was taking him to the doctor and all this other stuff. But in that particular process, you know, my dad wasn't saved, you know, and he got to the place where he kind of, he was doing good at one time, but then he, you know, deteriorated or whatever. And so anyway, tell my dad about the Lord and, you know, certain things. And I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable, but, you know, I felt like I had to put what I felt aside to make sure, you know, because I know, like, and I'm not one of those people that believe that, you know, because a lot of times we see people, when they die, a lot of people are saying rest in peace and, you know, they're an angel and all of this other stuff, but that's not the case if you don't get yourself right with God. And so, you know, I said to my dad, I said, you know, I'm not saying to you that you're dying, but I said, you know, you have to make a decision. If you do, you know, you have to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior if you want to go be with him or whatever. And so anyway, my dad, he accepted Jesus as his, you know, personal Lord and Savior. And we prayed together and stuff. And then, like, I used to be on this prayer. I used to do this prayer thing or whatever. And so with a man up there, he prayed for me. He said to me, he said, no, my dad, he did pray for me too, but he prayed for my dad. And he said to me that my dad had some unforgiveness in his heart. You know, he had some type of bitterness towards somebody as well. And so I went back to my dad and I said to him, I said, listen, you can't go to heaven with unforgiveness in your heart. And so he started to tell me, well, he acknowledged it, but he was getting ready to tell me in detail what it was. And I said, no, that's between you and God. And so I said, listen, I said, pray right now. And I said, repent for it. You know what I'm saying? I said, because you don't want anything to stop you from, you know, going to be with God or whatever. And so anyway, he did that as well. And so I'm saying all of this to say this. It was a lot of, you know, it was a lot of distance between me and my dad, and I kind of felt like abandoned by my dad. You know what I'm saying? It was certain things that I needed from my dad and I did not receive it. And I kind of watched my dad over the years, like, be there for other people, his friends and stuff like that. So I felt like everybody else was more important to my dad than I was. And I can't remember the time frame, but it was a time that I stayed with my dad for a short period of time. And me and him, we got into it or whatever. So I left or whatever, and I didn't really talk to him. And that was part of, I should have said that earlier about the distance. But anyway, so I had a conversation with my dad, and I poured out to him my feelings and my emotions and stuff. And my dad was, you know, he told me he was sorry. and stuff. And that was all I needed. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't wait to help my dad because, you know, up until when my dad died, I was sitting right at his bedside. But to say all of that, I just want to say this, that God allowed me to heal the relationship with my dad, you know what I'm saying, before he left. And not only that, he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And it's been easier. Like, I miss him. I miss my dad. But it's been easier for me to move forward as, you know, with certain situations with my dad and stuff because God allowed us to heal our relationship. And, you know, also, more than anything else, my father accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And so I believe to be absent, if you accept him to be absent in the body, you know, that's when you're present with the Lord.
Be present with the Lord.
But I just thank God for, you know, allowing that to, you know, to just heal that relationship and to save my dad. So I thank God.
Amen. That's awesome. That's an awesome testimony. You know, you don't get but one mother and father from God. You can have side parents or whatever like that, but you only get one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to, you know, try to, because I know I loved my mother and my father when they was here with me. So and it's a blessing.
And you know something else, Apostle, that I forgot to say? Like, when I found out that my dad was sick, I didn't want to take care of my dad because of that thing that was, you know. But I heard God say, he told me to honor my mother and my father. And, like, even though, you know, like it was so much stuff that was not, you know, fixed between him and I, all I could continue to hear was God saying to me, honor my mother and my father. And so I did it, and it was a blessing to me because, you know, my dad got saved and God healed our relationship. You know, I was with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He took his last breath, saying, even though I did not want to accept it, you know, my dad was letting me know that he was going. Because he would like, do little things. Like, he gave me, like, his insurance policy and just certain things that he would tell me to, like, call my other siblings and stuff like that. Like, he would, you know, talk to them and tell them he loved them. And my dad was, like, a big, big, you know, thing in my son's life. And I remember him wanting me to call my son and my nephew, you know what I'm saying? And he just talked to them and told them that he loved them and stuff like that. So I just thank God for that. You know, maybe that'll help somebody else that is dealing with unforgiveness to just forgive. You know, everything's not going to be perfect, but just forgive. Take that step and just forgive, you know. So thank you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. Yeah, it's forgiveness and unforgiveness in your heart will surely and truly separate you from God. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing testimony. It's an amazing testimony. And I have so many things like that, in not just in that area, but in different things that I've been through in my life, you know, and I am writing on my book for it, but it's a lot of things, you know. I just thank and praise God for the testimony because it is going to encourage somebody else. It will give somebody else some hope, some deliverance, you know, and being set free. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close out. I just thank and praise God for each one of you for all the testimonies. And we just want to congratulate Prophetess Saba for her new job. I just thank and praise God for that because she's moving on
whoop,
up.
Whoop. Congratulations. Whoop, whoop. I'm going to send you my cash app tomorrow.
Send it on.
Amen, amen. We just want to congratulate her.
Yes.
She's been faithful, faithful, faithful. And God is going to bless her tremendously. Amen. Her and Prophet. Amen.
I do believe it, Lord.
Oh. Hello?
Yes. Hello?
We're going to give... Yeah, we're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this time. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover them now in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them and their families, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to just praise your name together, to testify together, to laugh together, to cry together. Lord, I just thank you on tonight. I thank you, God, for every testimony. I thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone in their families tonight. Be a hedge of protection around them. Cover them in their homes and in their vehicles, God, even on their jobs, and even when they go to grocery store, the laundromat, wherever they are, God, I ask you to cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. Father, I thank you, and I pray, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. And congratulations to Minister Rome for your new car. Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. For that Mercedes, girl, a Mercedes and Lexus.
She got a new job, and I got a new car, so I'm going to come pick her up. That's a team.
Amen. All right. Well, God bless you all tonight. You all have a great and wonderful rest of the day tonight, and I will see you back at 12:30 Central Time on Sunday and 1:30 Eastern Time for our worship service. God bless you. I love you. You all have a good night.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Love you all.
Yeah. Love you. Love you.
Good night.
Night.
Love y'all. Love you. Love you. Good night.
Love you.
Yeah.
Love everybody.
Yeah. Hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn off here.